Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here with you on this Friday afternoon, 913-586-7798. The next topic here came from a very short question that was asked of Dear Amy, an advice columnist. I pick it up out of the Chicago Tribune. It is very short. It is very to the point, and it covers a topic that we talked about at length in various ways over the last couple of weeks. And I laughed at this because I am one of the people that she refers to here, and not all of my friends are.
Uh-huh. And it's all about the hugging. When do you, when don't you? And really, I mean, the entirety of this is, and I'll go ahead and read this verbatim because it is so short. Dear Amy, what is it with all these huggers? I may consider you a good friend, but I don't want to hug you at every or any meetup. I especially don't want to hug during a pandemic. It seems this happens so fast, it's hard to stop the unwanted physical contact. Any ideas short of sending out an email to known huggers that I really don't like this physical contact? Shouldn't people consider that others may not welcome physical contact, especially these days?
So I have not read her response yet. I had only read the question. Please don't send an email to your friends that are huggers. That's a bad idea. Asking them to back off. I think there are better ways to handle it.
Because
than that.
You are an admitted hugger.
For sure. You know, half Italian, grew up in the family that like kissed on both cheeks. You know, I am a hugger. I think most of my friends are. I have a couple that are not as much, and I know who they are. And because I know that they are not, they will do it. And they certainly won't recoil if I hug them, but I know who they are. And so the way I handle that is I let them initiate it. And if they don't, then I don't.
Let me ask you this. How, if you remember, because I mean, I'm assuming these are friends that have been friends for a long time. How did you come to the realization that they're not huggers?
Watching their interactions with other people.
Okay.
Was a tip off. But you just kind of see how physical they are in general with their spouse or with the other people that they're around. It was just one of those things where I erred on the side of caution and said, I think this is one of the situations where I'm going to let you make the move and I'm not going to be the one that initiates that.
Yeah. I think you can learn a lot about somebody based on how physically expressive they are. It's not going to be 100% of the time, but I think, you know, yesterday it occurred to me that, you know, while we were doing the show yesterday, it was one of the first times that I really did, you know, most of the lead-ins and everything because of your voice.
Yeah.
So you got to sit there and watch me. And I'm telling you, I am one of those people. If you tied my hands behind my back, I would not be able to speak.
Me too.
It's right.
Me too.
Right. And it's, I mean, my impression is when somebody's like that, if they tell a story with their hands as much as they do with their mouth, that's generally going to be somebody who is as physically expressive with other people, that we are the huggers.
Right. It's kind of funny because, and we could have this conversation too. I also have several friends, male and female, that I say, I love you to before we leave.
Yeah.
And usually those two things happen at the same time. Like I'm leaving there. I've been hanging at their house for the night. I'm going to leave. There's a hug goodbye and I love you. And those two things, and I can't think of anybody that I say, I love you to in my friend group that I don't also hug.
Right. Yeah, same thing. It's back to that expressive kind of nature. And if you recognize that somebody isn't, well, then, yeah, I mean, it's easy to spot. I think usually you're like I said, nothing's going to be 100%, but it's a pretty easy thing to spot for most of us. Let's go to the phones and bring in Jorge in Overland Park. Hey, Jorge.
Hey, how are you guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I just have a
theory about why some people are huggers. And so, obviously, you go to family events all the time, and sometimes there's the new boyfriend or girlfriend coming, and you don't know whether or not to give them a hug or a handshake. And if you just say you're a hugger and give them the hug, gets rid of all that awkwardness.
So say it first, and then, you know, as you're kind of moving in, I'm assuming
you go in for the handshake,
right?
And then you just say, "Oh, I'm a hugger." That way there's not the little dance you do every time.
And I'm assuming from the standpoint that you're taking this from, that you are a hugger as well.
Not really. I definitely have awkward experiences, but I just have a theory that that's why some people are huggers.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you ever fend people off, or do you just go with it and go, okay, 2 seconds and it's over?
If they say they're a hugger, I'll go ahead and submit.
Wow. Okay.
That's a great way to put it. All right, Jorge, thank you, man. Appreciate you getting in. Great to hear from
Thanks
a first-timer.
So it's really funny. I'm thinking through situations where, and it's happened to me in the last couple of years, where I think I come off as a hugger. I think you would know that about me without, I think I give that vibe off.
Mm-hmm.
But I will meet people for the first time, usually women, in a variety of circumstances. And before you leave, I have had them ask, can I hug you goodbye? Like, they'll usually ask if it's the first time. And I think you get that about me, that yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that you're asking. But what if you ask and the person, because this is the point of the question here, what if you get the question and you don't want to? Is it okay to say, no, actually, I'd rather not?
Can I tell a weird story for just a second that kind of involves that? And I think it goes to what you're talking about, because whether it's a feeling or whether it's a physical thing, it really doesn't make any difference. There was a time a while back, we were down in Branson, and I was interviewing a woman that we had set up this interview long beforehand, and she was the sweetest human being on the planet. I mean, she was just great, and the interview was a blast, and it was a fun reason why we were there. And at the end of the interview, I just felt that we had connected. She told these great stories, and I just felt such a connection. And she kind of reminded me of my grandmother, which I did not say to her, by the way, but she did. So at the end of it all, I got up and I went to shake her hand, or just kind of, you know, do the hand clasp thing and thank her for the interview and tell her goodbye. What I did not know is that she suffered crippling arthritis.
Oh, wow.
And okay. So what she said was, I can't do that, but can we do a fist bump? And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And just very lightly, just kind of, you know, and that was... I got it. She didn't say arthritis, but I got it as soon as I saw, you know, it's just didn't even think about it. But there's really no difference. That's a physical thing. There really is no difference between that and just that aversion to, I don't like physical contact, so I don't want to do this. I was perfectly okay with her saying no.
Right.
No is cool.
Right. I want to talk to the non-huggers, because the question here is, how do the non-huggers communicate to the huggers, leave me alone.
Without it becoming
an issue.
Don't
touch me.
Right.
Yes.
Let's go to Brian in Overland Park. Maybe he's got some answers for us. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Half Irish, half Italian. The Italian part of me always talk with my hands. The Irish part of me, don't hug me. You just make it clear. My friends lean in for the hug. I'm like, really? We're going to do this? You just say no. And you move on. You're real direct about it. And they get it after a while. And no hug. So I'll flap my hands at them while my mouth is flapping. But stay away from the hug, really. Just be honest. Doesn't mean I don't love them any less, but that's just the way it is. And deal with it straight on.
Do you do anything? Are you like a high five or a handshake or anything?
Oh, yeah. Handshake, fist bump, absolutely. But the hug, the arms around the back, oh, my gosh. Get rid of that. Spare me.
Do you know why, or is it just you? That's just you.
I don't know. I'm talking with your partner there. Chalk it up to, you know, the Italian, but I get the other Irish half that says no way. So, you know, you just deal with it. You know, again, no love lost, but personal preference. I think we all respect each other for it. We carry on.
But, Brian, seriously, if somebody comes in for a hug, what do you do?
It depends who they are. If I don't really know them, I'll be polite and, you know, kind of begrudgingly go through it. It's actually easier if I don't know them. I'm like, dude, really? Or come on, are we doing this? Back off. But it, okay. either way, it's just as uncomfortable if the hug happens. So be easy on us. No huggers. We might come across as, you know, hard asses, but we're really kind of soft.
All right, got brother. It. Take care
Thanks,
of yourself.
Brian.
Thanks.
This is why I like the approach of assuming the person is not a hugger.
Yeah.
And asking the first time first. And again, once you become friends with people, you get the sense of it real quickly.
Let's go to Lee Summit and bring Cassidy in real quick. Hey, Cassidy.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. What do you think?
I'm a non-hugger. And recently, I recently got married, and my husband is Italian. And I'm Irish, kind of like the last caller. And his family and him are huge huggers, and I am not. So kind of how I've dealt with that is the fist bump thing. Or like the one arm side hug. But usually with my close friends and family, I just kind of communicate like, hey, I'm not a hugger. Love you guys, but don't touch me.
Yeah, it's funny how it's morphed. You mentioned the side hug thing. There's a very common thing with guys now where it starts with a handshake and then you kind of pull in. So the, you know, one hand goes on each shoulder, but you've still got your hands in front of you. So there's still that little barrier there, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah. Yes.
That's great. And so you just, as somebody's coming in, you just kind of put the fist up like, hey, let's do this instead and hope they get it.
Yes. And a lot of my friends are non-huggers too. So we just kind of have this understanding that we don't hug unless someone has died or someone's gotten married. So yeah.
That is kind of funny because I think friend groups are consistent that way. And I wonder why. I wonder what it is about.
Yeah.
The group that everybody has in common that also includes not being a physical shower of affection.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Cassidy, thanks for the input. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Cassidy. We need to get to a break here, but Isaiah, everybody else on hold, we will get to more of your calls. Again, I want to hear from the non-huggers. Let's figure this out. We'll get your calls next year on KMBZ. The question was asked of Ask Amy, an advice columnist that we pick up out of the Chicago Tribune. It was very, very short. What is it with all these huggers? I may consider you to be a good friend, but I don't want to hug you at every or any meetup. Any ideas, short of sending out an email to known huggers, that I really don't like the physical contact? We'll get to your calls, and at some point here we'll tell you what she said.
Yes, and we'll bring in, looks like Isaiah and Independence is up next with us. Hello, Isaiah.
Hey, I myself am a hugger, but my brother has Asperger's, high-functioning autism, and he hates being touched. Now, growing up, my whole family, we've always been huggers, and, you know, we'd go to cousins and aunts and uncles' family events, and aunts and uncles would come and try and hug him, and he would just, I mean, he'd just freak out. Now that he's older, he just turned 21, actually, and he's, now he just kind of is like, sorry, I'm not a hugger, fist bump, or handshake, and everybody's okay with that.
So they all know. What does he do if somebody isn't in the family group and doesn't know?
Well, he's like, I'm sorry, you know, it's just really not my thing.
Yeah.
He kind of backs out of it a little bit, but, and everybody so far has seemed to be okay with it. Haven't really run into any problems.
Yeah. It's tough. And because those of us who are, I guess in a situation like that, it'd be even tougher because that's our comfort. You know what I mean? I think we get to be huggers because that's how we were comforted when we were kids. So when you see somebody who's in distress, our first instinct is give them a hug. They'll feel better. No, that's going to make it worse. So yeah, I'm glad that he's reached some kind of. I mean, he's got his system down, but yeah, it's. Thank you, Isaiah, for the call. You kind of wish that it wasn't his to tell. You know what I mean? That people would just assume.
Right. I also don't like that even as a hugger, you shouldn't have to apologize for it.
Yeah.
If you're not, there's no apology necessary.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. We're not picking on you.
Yeah. It's totally okay.
Right. Yeah. You're free to be that. It comes back to what we were talking about. Agency with your own body, right? How about Jessica in Kansas City next? Hey, Jessica.
Hey there. So I'm not a hugger. I come from a family of major huggers. and I remember as a child kind of being forced to hug. Like that's what you did when you left the family event, right? You went around, you told everybody you loved them, you gave everyone a hug. And I tried to just get by with the side hug, right? So now that I... So I wanted to, you know, call and now that I'm raising my own children, I have made it very clear to our family that they get to choose. So we do hug or high five. So they still say goodbye to everyone, but they get to choose. You know, we're saying goodbye. Would you like to do a hug or a high five? And that has really helped in our family dynamic.
That is exactly what, when we did the story 2 or 3 weeks ago, the woman that wrote a very lengthy essay for Scary Mommy about this topic with her kids, the whole thing was about my kids don't have to hug you if they don't want to. That's exactly what she said. She said, we went to a family gathering and I gave my daughter the choice. You can hug them goodbye, you can wave, or you can high five. Again, it's agency about your body.
Yeah, excellent. Jessica, I'm glad that works. Yeah, and the only time, again, where that's not going to help is where you're outside your own family, where you're outside that dynamic. And you can't control what other people are going to do. But like you said, I'm never going to be offended. If I misread a situation, mm-hmm. you know, with my dudes and we're all out or whatever, and I go to hug somebody goodnight and they're like, whoa, time out, I don't do that. I'm never going to go, oh, come on, man. It's like, no, all right, you said no, that's good. That's fine. It wasn't for me, it was for you, so it's all good.
John, I have to tell you, the conversation on the text line is going to the exact same place as it went when we did the story out of Scary Mommy and the granddaughter, if you remember when we did that conversation, yeah. was willing, to hug one grandparent that she was closer to and didn't want to hug another one. And people were really upset about that. A lot of you texted in and said, no, these are grandparents. You hug them because you never know if it's going to be the last time you see them. I'm going back and forth with the texter. I'm going to read you what started this. I would say she needs to find a counselor rather than send an email out to the emotionally generous friends of hers. And I asked back, I said, why? Why would she need a counselor? And she said, what offends her about her friends getting physical touch? It just seems like a basic human need. And the texter added, I can see it if you don't know them and they're a stranger. But if it's a friend and it's someone you know, it's a basic human need. They go to hug you. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because everybody's different. I mean, to say that it's a basic human need, maybe for you. Everybody's different. You can't tell somebody you should be comfortable with something that you're not comfortable. Well, you can tell them that, but it's not going to get you anywhere. So, I mean, how far do you take that? What's the end of that? Like Jamie said, your family, you guys kiss on the cheek. There are going to be families who are going to look at that and go, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, let them think you're weird, but who cares if they're not involved in it? But if you are involved in it and you think it's weird, but everybody else doesn't, are you forced to go along to get along? Why? It's your body.
Yeah, it's like when you bring boyfriends, girlfriends to family Christmas for the first time.
Yep.
And then witnessing that, like that, yeah, you're taken back for a second and then you realize, no, this is how we love each other, but not everybody has to be that way.
Yeah, so that's how it is in their family, right? You just get used to it.
We'll get another quick call on here before we take a break. Gene is next up out of Overland Park. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. I come from growing up a great family. We always give each other a hug, and always before we leave, give a hug, and I love you. And I'm on a route. I deliver at parts every day. I see a lot of my friends and stuff that I've gotten to know over the last 3 years. And there's probably a handful of guys that, you know, they've talked, emotionals, family, and everything like that. And, you know, when we always leave now, it's been the last 2.5 years that we always give each other a hug and say, I love you, man. I'll see you tomorrow. And those friendships are very valuable. And one of them said, you know, I've never been a hugger until I met you, and you pretty much changed me on that because you're so passionate and loving, and your friendship is very valuable. And so I just grew up that way. And you know, those guys and all have been there for me. If I need them, they've been there. I've been, you know, both ways. So I value those friendships. And if I could change somebody to be a hugger, great. If not, I understand their space. So, you know, that's just me. And
yeah, you just roll with it.
Life and love and friendship and, you know, guy friends that, you know, wouldn't traditionally give a hug, but they do because we built a bond of the friendship we have and the talks we've had. So, I'd even give John Grayson a hug because I love letting him have his day. So.
Even me. All right. Well, you're a generous dude, Gene.
Thanks, Gene.
I appreciate it, John. You have a good one, brother.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thanks, Gene. All right. If you were on hold, we'll get to you. It'll be interesting. Scott Parks is going to come in at this point in the conversation. I'm going to rest my vocal cords for the rest of the day here. Thanks to Scott for coming and taking over.
I'm going to give him a hug first.
I don't know if Scott is a hugger. This will be interesting for Scott to come in at this point in the conversation. John, you're gone next week, so I'll see you when you get back.
Yes, indeed. Rest that voice. You got a lot of talking to do.
Safe travels in Florida. We'll take a break. Be back here in just a few minutes on KMBZ.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we continue on the Jamie-less edition of the program, she's like she said, giving the voice a little bit of rest, and we got to bring Scott Parks up to speed with all of this. We have had a number of and welcome in, Scott Parks. Always good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be here.
We've had a number of stories over the last couple of weeks regarding What amounts to agency over your own body? One started with a family that had a little girl who didn't like hugging some of the relatives because she didn't know them. She's kind of freaked out by it, a little like 5 or 6 year old. Sure. And so they came up with their own little system for that. And there was some consternation from some of the relatives who didn't get a hug. Now we get this story where it was somebody wrote into an advice column and they're like, why does everybody want to hug me all of a sudden? I don't like hugging people. Are you a hugger by nature?
Where am I?
Where are you at the time? Family reunion. Let's start there.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, if they're family, I don't have a big family to begin with, so I know everybody. It's not like I would go to a family reunion or, God forbid, a funeral,
uh-huh.
and we'd be like, Mom, who's that?
Right.
So, yeah, I would, anybody in my family, for sure, I would hug. Yeah.
Okay, radio station event, where the public are, like the one that I came to where you guys were out at the bar.
Would I hug people that?
Yeah, if somebody comes up and they're like, "Oh, I love your show," and they,
oh, sure. if they wanted to, I wouldn't initiate it.
Okay,
but if I could, you can always tell the wind up to the hug, right?
Yes,
uh-huh. And you know if they're coming in for a handshake because they'll stop,
right?
And then, but if they're coming in for the hug, they go straight into the personal space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they enter the personal space and they're not a threat. They're coming in for the hug.
Yep.
I would reciprocate the hug.
Do you mind it?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, if somebody is, because some people don't like that. They don't hug anybody. Their family didn't hug, a lot when they were young or whatever, and they just weren't raised around it. They don't like it. They're uncomfortable with it. What would you advise them to do about people who just assume they'll be okay with it and come in for the hug? Somebody on the text line said, a knee to the groin usually works.
a knee to the groin could be seen as a bit aggressive.
It is. Yeah. It's a bit
aggressive. Here's someone, and I hope I'm not talking too out of school. I hope she's not mad at me for saying this.
Uh-huh.
Ellen Schenck was not a hugger.
Okay.
She didn't like that.
I don't know Ellen very well. She left as I was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful lady. Love
She's
Ellen
one
Schenck.
Of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah.
She's not a hugger.
Uh-huh.
And I still have some old pictures from back in the 90s at the old building, and she didn't put her arm around people. And, in pictures, it's like you're supposed to put your arm around the person next to you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're taking a picture together. We're buddies.
Come on, bro.
She wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I have one where my arm's around her back and on the other shoulder, and she's just standing there like, creep.
So it's kind of like the kindergarten picture where she would be the teacher. Like, yeah. Everybody else is making faces and mugging for the camera, and then there's the teacher standing up. Yeah,
let's get out of here.
Let's get this done.
Come on. What advice would I give to the anti-hugger who's being approached by there's only two options, and kneeing to the groin is not one of them.
Yeah.
I think that would be too much. You can either just say, I'm sorry, I'm not a hugger. Some people, it's rare, but some people say when you extend your hand to shake their hands, they'll just say, I don't shake hands. Okay. All right.
I think during pandemic, we probably saw more of
probably
that.
Probably saw it. Yeah. But I guess you could just say, I'm not a hugger. Or you can suck it up and be a hugger for a minute.
And yeah, just count it down. 4, 3, 2. Okay, it's over.
This is getting creepy. Why is his hand going lower?
You talked to that girl? How did you find her? That's weird. Off to, we'll take a couple more calls on this and go to Dana in Stewartsville next. Hello, Dana. Or is it Dana?
It's Dana. Are we talking about hugging?
Sure.
Or the pictures?
Oh, about the hugging thing. Wait, did you want to make a comment about the pictures as well?
Yeah, I do. That's why I called the pictures. Okay, so this is going to be really unpopular. I'll preface it that way. But I've noticed, and many people have, I'm sure, that there's a lot of problems with people not taking personal responsibility
mm-hmm.
as of late. And hindsight's 20/20. I bet that lady's not going to take any more pictures and give them to her new husband.
Likely not.
Yeah. So I just think that sometimes we make poor decisions, and then when the rubber meets the road and the consequence comes flying in your face, that you want to point the other direction. So the term that you guys are using, victim blaming, I think we all have to take personal responsibility. Like, you know, we don't drive, we don't speed, you know, or we could get in a wreck, or we don't go down a dark alley by ourselves.
So you don't see her as a victim?
Know. Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fair. And that's perfectly fine. But if you were the judge and that was the case that you had in front of you, who would get those pictures?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, she would.
Okay.
Yeah, she would. But he's obviously, I think it's with malice. I think it's an attempt to dig at her.
Yep.
And that's it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Dana, thank you. All right. Appreciate it. I don't know if you know the beginning of that story. Scott.
Yeah, we talked about it.
No, you did. Okay, yeah. So where were you on that one?
Can I straddle the fence on this one?
Because I have been, so yeah, sure.
Well, and I only do it because I can see both sides.
Yeah.
If I was the judge in that case, I would probably give the pictures back to her, and here's the only reason why. Those were a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the possession, I think, legally belongs to him. And I even would take a little bit of umbrage to the idea that they had to be blurred out or blacked out or whatever.
They're his.
The naughty bits.
Yeah.
They're his photographs, legally, I believe, and he has every right to keep them. However, he's creepy. I don't actually think he's keeping these pictures because he has some private moments that he would like to use them in, if you
okay.
know what I mean.
Sure.
I think he's doing it to exert control, to always have her not looking over her shoulder. That's the wrong term for it. But always having in the back of her mind, she knows that he's got the goods on her.
Yeah. Yes.
And so kind of like blackmail.
Yeah, all right. That's a good term. Yeah, blackmail. I almost said a bad word. He is not a nice person.
Okay, and to expand on your private moment thing.
Do we need to?
Well, no, but I mean, just to kind of drive the point home, if that's not a bad choice of words, phrasing, that it is a matter of, if that's what you want them for,
there are plenty
millions
of, yeah.
of women with stunning bodies. The woman from this story, she's a beautiful woman. She is. She's really, you know, but it's the internet, man. I mean, come on.
If you need pictures
for that, you can find them.
Which tells me that's not the real reason. So
yeah.
The real reason is that he wants her to always know, I've got the goods on you if necessary.
We have got to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. We will do that in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, though, let's bring in Mike in Topeka. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. So throwing back to the hug thing really quick,
yeah.
I had to get in because of the texter that said the thing about, oh, well, you know, this person just needs to get psychiatric help. I don't know if you remember with the little girl that had issues with hugging her grandma, I had called in about that.
Yep.
Because of my issue when I was very young and being sexually assaulted. That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. You know, I've been dealing with therapy my entire life, and there are still people in my close circle of friends that sometimes I hug them, sometimes I don't. If someone doesn't want to hug you, it doesn't mean anything other than that they're just not a hugger. And you know, the advice that I would give, if you're not a hugger, if you don't feel comfortable hugging someone, just, and I don't even apologize for it. I just tell them, oh, sorry, or not even that, just, oh, I'm not a hugger, no offense, and shake their hand or give them a fist bump or whatever. And it's not a problem unless you make it a problem, at least in my experience. More often than not, people are more receptive because I'm still boisterous and happy and have a good attitude about my life in general and just try to be a happy person. And I think more people tend to feed on that as well. And so when they go in for the hug and I tell them, not a hugger, you know, no offense, reach out for the handshake, they accept that. And it just kind of goes without a hitch and it's not an issue.
Yeah, it's not an insult either. When you say, nope, not a hugger,
right,
you're
exactly.
not insulting them.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, as long as they take it that way, it's all good.
Yeah, that's, you know, the biggest thing there is that as long as everyone's on the same page, that's all that matters. And you don't necessarily need to get therapy. And for all you know, someone is, and they're just not comfortable with it. None of that matters. And you shouldn't have to explain yourself or apologize for it.
Good man. All right. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, as always, for the phone call. We'll take a brief time out on that. More coming up. John Grayson here with you. Scott Parks in up until he's got his very own show to do. So you got a long day ahead of you, buddy. You're going to be okay. Your mic's not on.
Ranger, I'll be just fine. Sorry, I'm son of an airborne ranger. I'll be just fine. I didn't realize my mic was off.
It's all good. Right now, by the way, in case you're keeping track of Hurricane Ian, we can bring you up to speed very quickly on that. The eye is once again on the cusp of coming back onshore right around the region, the North Carolina, South Carolina border. And we'll find out some of the heaviest weather, by the way, is already south and west of that in the Georgia, in the area between Savannah, Georgia and Charleston Harbor. So that's where they're getting the lion's share of the rain and everything right now. But the eye is a little bit north of that. But it is about to come on shore once again as a Category 1 hurricane. We'll let you know, and of course, we'll have the news for you at the top of the hour with any more reporting that needs to be done out of that as the cleanup continues far to the south in the Fort Myers, Florida area. More to come. John Grayson here with you. Scott Parks alongside on a Friday afternoon on 98.1 KMBZ. As we continue on through the afternoon toward the 1 o'clock hour, and then another hour with me and Scott Parks before it's Dana and Parks for your Friday afternoon, or Dana and Parks, as they would have said back home. Scott Parks, I'm a little worried. How closely have you been keeping track of what's going on with the war in Ukraine? Is that a thing that occupies your time at all on a daily basis?
Think about it, or just like read
just
and watch?
Yeah, just
I think I think it's fair to say I'm fluent in what's going on.
I'm more worried today than I have been since this thing started. And I was real worried when it first started, and it kind of ebbed a little bit. And I figured, okay, Russia bit off more than they could chew. Mm-hmm. They're getting to the point where now they're conscripting dudes in their 60s mm-hmm. who are all going, what are you kidding? You want me to do what?
They're also handing out conscription papers at the border as people try to leave.
Yes.
So you try to leave, you're conscripted.
You end up in the Russian army. And I mean, there was an incident that happened yesterday where a bunch of guys, they didn't frag their CO, but they did beat the tar out of him and made him run away from their unit, which is kind of interesting. But what Vladimir Putin is doing, and everybody knows the dude's lost it, right? Whether it's because his health is failing and he wants this to be his moment of glory, mm-hmm. What the world will remember him by or whatever it is, he's lost it. And he gave this long speech early morning here today, which would have been late evening where he is, and effectively said this is now a conflict between him and the West, that he didn't mention Ukraine at all during this mm-hmm. thing, but went after Europe and America and said if you can't feed people without energy, and without us, you have none. So we hold all the cards here. And come and get us. This incident that happened a couple of days ago with the Nord Stream pipeline, mm-hmm. I have a sneaking suspicion. If you're not familiar with this, by the way, there's a major pipeline, a natural gas pipeline, in fact, two of them, that go under the Baltic Sea and into the North Sea and then into Northern Europe. And it's a major roadway for energy to get from Russia into most of Europe, and Europe buys most of that stuff from Russia. So a couple of days ago, all of a sudden, these leaks start springing up.
Two of them, yeah.
Major. And wouldn't you know, there happened to be a couple of Russian naval vessels in the area where those things happened. Boy, isn't that a coincidence.
That is strange.
So now it looks like the blame is coming from the Kremlin to us, that this was some kind of either American or European operation to destroy the pipeline, which is insane.
Why? What would be our advantage for starving our allies of energy that they're getting?
Because we want natural gas to be way more expensive for no good reason. Yeah, okay. It doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't have to. Right. Because I know you're a student of this, I am of the increasing opinion that they destroyed that pipeline and this is their Reichstag moment. And it's scaring.
Oh, really?
And it is scaring the hell out of me.
They're going to use a sabotage pipeline,
yep,
which still functions, but has been crippled.
Yeah.
You think they're going to use that as a Reichstag moment?
Yes. To try to rally support. I think that part of it's going to fail, by the way, but as a pretense to widening the war out. You know that I've talked about Finland since the beginning of this thing as being the next possible front in this war. And Finland, over the last 2 days, just shut off anybody coming in from Russia with a tourist visa. That's over.
Right, but Finland was also recently admitted into NATO.
Right. So I think that it's...
That would be a very risky gamble.
It's coming to a head, though, and I hope I'm wrong. This is one of those cases where I hope desperately to be wrong about this, but why on earth, for what other reason, if you're Vladimir Putin, do you send your naval vessels out there to put a hole in that pipeline?
Well, I don't know. It certainly wouldn't be to stop the shipments to Germany. All you would have to do, because I believe that's where the Nord Stream goes into, is into Germany primarily.
Yep.
But, if you were going to stop the shipments, you would just cut off the shipments.
Yeah, and just shut it off.
Save whatever natural gas and other energy components that you have.
Right.
And sell them to somebody else.
Yeah, he doesn't need the money. So, the country is failing and has no money, but he doesn't need that. He can order whatever he wants and it's going to happen. So if he wanted to do it just to spite the Germans, he could easily do that.
And for what benefit to start a world war if already you are getting, and there are cracks in the armor, if you will, where people who have a little bit of influence over Vladimir Putin and maybe even some control are starting to say, man, what did you get us into?
Yeah.
To put it in the most layman of terms, what benefit would he have in getting Russia into an even larger conflict if already those who support him are starting to back away from him?
I am wondering if it's not a matter of that old quote about some men just want to watch the world burn. I'm not entirely convinced about the conspiracy theory that says that he's dying. I haven't seen any evidence of that myself that I'm convinced by, but it's possible.
No, and he's only 67 or 68 years old.
Yeah.
Not in today's terms, not old.
No, but there are people who have posited that he's suffering from cancer and is on his way out. And if that's what he wants to do, is watch the world burn on his way out the door, then... Yeah, there wouldn't be any particular advantage to it, but I think he is going to try to swing popular opinion in Russia.
That may be true, but I would like to think that cooler heads often prevail in these sorts of situations. Maybe not his, but if they're already starting to break away from him, they being the oligarchs and those who have the real control in Russia, if you will, if they're already starting to break from him on a losing war in Ukraine, and let's be honest with what it is, it's a losing war. Why wouldn't they completely break if he were to get them into a world war?
Yeah, and just shoot him. we'll leave that behind, and we'll talk about some other things into the next hour of the program, but thank you for that. More coming up with Scott Parks just ahead on 98.1 KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.